I just suggest you turn 45 degrees to the right. There's a cloud just on your right and above you there. Just tuck yourself underneath that as you... That's nice. And turn the electric barrier on will be my other bit of advice. Much nicer than trying to use the other one. Make a turn to the left, 360 degrees. Is the electric barrier on? Okay, keep turning all the way around. There is a bit of lift there, we might be able to do something with it. We are actually going up, my barrier is saying we're going down. I'm going to join you for a minute. Okay. Follow me through. See if we can do something with this. You feel that sort of lift. That's when we're actually in it. We can feel that acceleration, vertical acceleration, and that's a good time to be turning. The variometer will typically be lag a little bit, but we are climbing very slowly. Yeah, that's pre-stall buffet. Let me just explain what I'm doing as we're doing it. I'm essentially flying a circle. In order to fly a circle accurately, I need to do two things. I need to maintain a constant attitude, and I need to maintain a constant angle of bank. If I change either the attitude or the angle of bank, I'll change the radius of the turn. So I can deliberately change the radius of the turn to my advantage to get myself better centered in the thermal. So as we come around here, just reducing the bank, because I'm feeling this little bit of G here, and then turning again. It's quite a difficult little thermal, but I should suggest that later in the day these are all going to get easier. Yeah. So notice constant angle of bank, constant attitude unless I want to change it. So now you can feel that kind of... So we're doing this more by feel than by instrument. A little bit of a street here. I'm just deciding to... Okay. Oh well, you've got a few hundred feet, so let me hand the controls back to you, so you have control. We need to do some hassle checks as we're flying. Keep flying straight. You can feel us lifting, can't you? So we're still actually not doing badly. We're in a little line of lift here. And all you need to do is just keep your wings level and you'll feel it. You'll feel the lift. Quite often just trying to steer you gently away from it. Sometimes I liken myself to being a ping pong on top of a fountain, a ping pong ball.
It's like sailing with
the wind behind. Try a turn, see if it, to turn to the right, I would advise. And, well, yeah. Maintain the attitude or get the speed up, you don't want it to do that. And you're climbing, well done. Keep the turn, keep the bank, keep the bank, keep the bank. Okay, well, you've got yourself another 50 foot, well done. Turn tight, more tightly, don't let the bank come off. It's the thermals that are just gently thinking, hey, this is Sam, we can get rid of him. And we'll do that by very subtly changing his angle of bank. He won't even notice.
Yeah.
And then he'll be out of it before we blink, thinking, yeah, you've got another 100 feet and that's about your lot. Yeah, keep turning, you're fine. And the cloud base is differing. So the bit we're under is a higher cloud base than the bits you can see just around you, but we won't, so we're going to avoid getting caught up in it. Keep turning, same angle of bank. Same angle of bank means that you fly a circle. If you fly a circle accurately, you'll end up back in the same place you started, which is in the lift. Okay, this is likely to be our last turn, so as the airfield comes into view, why don't you fly off towards it, keeping underneath the cloud itself. Yeah, about there. That's good. And slow it down. Well done. So I got you 300 feet, now you've just gone and shown off and got 400. You do know that you're not supposed to... So to show the instructor up, don't you? No. Okay, so now we know there's another aircraft around. If we fly too far away from the cloud, you can see what the Vero is doing now. You're just going into the sinking air on the periphery, so good to get back over the, underneath that cloud stream. So, level the wings there, and we'll intercept it. You see a glider down on your right. Contact one, he's climbing. You're going to fly straight, don't let it turn. So turn a little bit more to the right, correct that. We're going to intercept a line of lift.
Okay.
We're coming up towards it. And then once we've intercepted it, we're going to turn to the left and fly along the cloud streak underneath it. I can see a bird soaring on our left.
Okay, yep.
You see him? So he's quite... probably in a good bit of lift. Okay. Now turn left. Those little birds might be just catching flies and stuff, dinner, that's being dragged up in the thermal.
Okay.
So just straighten up at that, and just we'll just bomb along here. So we've got some sink here at the moment, or my barrows. Suggesting it. I think mine's a bit misreading. Notice the wings aren't level. Make sure. If the wings aren't level, the aircraft will turn. That's the... So the aircraft's turning, the wings aren't level. You will either that little lot on your left. I think here we go, coming into something in a moment. Yeah. Keep turning, whatever you do. If you started in left, if you fly a circle, you must get back to it. What an awful lot of people do is they think, oh no, it's gone, and then fly off somewhere else, straight into the sink. So, if you can, it's good just to continue the turn, and you will find it again, just your half in, half out. And when you feel those sort of little surges of G, then you want to get the wing down and turn. Attitude, don't chase that airspeed indicator. Use the attitude to inform you. Good. The other glider is just turning on the final. I would suggest you straighten up about here. Look at the cloud around you. You want to be underneath the darker bits of the best bits. There we are. Yeah, well actually you're coming into something now. If you just level the wing for a moment, see what's occurring, and then you can respond to it. Yeah, and he's going the other direction. Okay, so why don't we now, we'll do our hassle check, so height. We have just about 1,500 feet. We're going to stop these exercises in time to start the circuit for you. So you're going to decide when, so we can intercept the circuit, shall we say, by 800 feet. Airframe, VA's 81 knots, VNE's 108. Strats, secure. No loose articles, we've checked before we took off. Location, yeah, off to one side of the airfield. No other traffic. Now just do some clearing turns. So turn to the right. We don't go all the way around in the circle this time. Have a look around you and underneath you. It's looking clear. Now roll the other way and repeat that. So go to the round to the left. And that's looking good. Okay, and then I would suggest you go back round to the right. So as we're doing the stalling exercises, you're going back towards your high key area. You'll just find it will help you a little bit.
Come around again.
Yeah, I would just, okay, level the wings there. Now show me the symptoms of an approaching stall. Good, so what did we notice there? Yeah. The stick was further back than normal. Okay, I'll have control for a moment. See if I can do something with this thermal for you. Right. So the nose is a little higher than normal. The airspeed was reducing and low. The noise was reducing. The controls were less effective. You had buffet. The stick was further back than normal. Okay, you have control. Okay, I'll leave it all entirely up to you from here. just plugged it in the back. It was a bit remiss of us. It works better with the battery, yeah.
Very long.
Eh?
Very long.
Yeah. Well, you can see that you've got to go an awfully long way to screw it up and not actually land on the airfield somewhere. So we're two-thirds of the way up it, probably, something like that.